appears to be some kind of gardening work, trimming of trees going on at the Open University campus. There are machines in the hedges and the smell of chopped green. It's probably chlorophyll, is that what I'm smelling? Chlorophyll. I could do with smelling some coffee. This is my 9th day working at the Open University. See, I can't even think. How am I going to get through today? I need some coffee. This is my 9th day working straight. I could do with a day off. Otherwise, I'm going to have one of those burnout moments. I've just arrived at an interesting horseshoe-shaped building, the Michael Young building. No idea who Michael Young is. Something to do with business, maybe. Guy's really kicking off with that trimmy thing. I've got a horrible feeling there's no coffee-making facilities here, because it's a building plonked in the middle of nowhere. But I can always... Oh my God, I've got my laptop with me. Just had a horrible thought. Hang on, I'm just feeling my bag. It feels laptop-y. The last thing you want when you've got a full day with a workshop is not to have the workshop. And it's a bit of a hike through epic traffic. I set off early this morning. I had one of those waking moments where you feel your body is just going to refuse to get out of bed. But you have to force yourself. And then before you know it, you are moving your limbs in an automatic fashion, getting dressed. Oh, I know why it suddenly got so loud, because this horseshoe-shaped building is acting like a parabolic dish of sorts. Let me get inside undercover. There are people leaving the building and walking with cups. That's not a good sign either, is it? It's even louder in the building. So yes, exciting times. We have a workshop which is effectively bringing a lot of people in the academic quarters of the Open University up to speed regarding microblogging and apps like Twitter. It's called Twitter 101, just to ease everybody into it, but it's a little bit deeper than that, looking at the mechanisms. People here like to look at behaviours and why certain things might be suggested, because as anybody knows, when they're using these tools and platforms, you have to be using these tools and platforms and experimenting before you start realising the hidden value and the seed planting of serendipity that occurs when you do this. There are countless people here using all of these tools already, and this is more about just bringing those up to speed who feel like they've missed the boat. And then in the afternoon, for those that have been doing stuff for a while around social technology, around the tools, around the platforms, I do some talking one-on-one. They kind of book in a half an hour session, and we sit down there, and we either I say, oh yeah, I've done something along these lines and yada yada yada, or we explore and discover together if it's something outside of my knowledge base, which I don't think I've found yet, which is nice, because some of the questions have been relevant to some of the things and projects I've been working on. So I'm just waiting for Wojciech to rock up. He's the guy who kind of sorts out all the people who are coming and finds the room, and he does it all alongside his normal job of comms, and he does so much. I wouldn't even begin to try and explain. I'm very thankful to the Open University, actually. They've been quite a good client for me for the last few years. Just the flexibility in their kind of outlook on what they want to do. They really enjoy the experimentation side of things, the playing side of things, ensuring people, you know, can be 1 minute deeply involved in their PhDs and the next minute they're actually having fun in an area that they didn't think they would be. So all of this being absolutely vital for an organisation to evolve in areas it never even realised it could, especially when it comes to kind of social interactions and some of the spaces and places we can make for ourselves to experiment. I'm going to have a search now for the aroma of coffee, because I know it's one of those geek things we talk about all the time, but it's just that kickstart to the mind that I might need. Maybe some people go for a run in the morning. I'd have to get up at 4 to probably go for a run in the morning. So, I'm afraid, still need the drugs.